see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
Did that on purpose, just to remind myself that summer will be here eventually.
Let me know.
It's 4:48 on Downtown. Time to talk some Black Bear hockey. And to do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome in our friend, the voice of the Black Bears on the Black Bear Sports Network, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing, bud?
Doing very well, thanks. You tell me it took you, what, five or six hours to make your way down to be you today. But you had a good traveling companion in Bryce Colbeth.
Yes, UMaine Hockey Sports Information Director was the navigator. I was behind the wheel. Slow and steady wins the race, as they say, and we just took our time and made it down, left the Bangor area about 7:30 a.m., and we were checked into the hotel by 2, and right now we're at the rink, ready to go.
And no snow down their way, right?
Not like we got in Bangor, because I cleared out the driveway before I left for the first round. No, not like we got. It's kind of a sleet to rain mix. So when we were walking from the parking garage into the building here, the sleet was falling from the sky here in Boston. So not snow, but still something on the ground. Pretty slick.
Well, let's talk about the Black Bears coming off a really impressive performance last weekend, a 4-1 victory over Boston College. A lot of different guys getting involved in the offense, although Ben Barr told us the other day, yeah, we've played better. It was good. It wasn't our best game, but we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I mentioned to you on the show last Friday, they needed a strong start, and they got that. 2 goals in the first period was crucial for them. Gave them the lead and gave them a little bit of a cushion going into the second period, and Boston College is a talented team. They got a goal back, but then in the third, Maine was able to score, and they got to scoring from outside the top line, which was critical as well. Grant Hebert got a couple of goals, his 5th goal of the year, and then an empty netter, and Adam Daw got back on the score sheet. Daw, one of the captains, a senior, has played in 87 games for the Black Bears in his career, and he needed to find a way to create some offense, and he scored a nice goal for Maine, too, in the first. So nice to see some of the other players get involved, not just that top line of Lyndon Breen, Donovan Houle, and Ben Poisson. So it was nice to see some of the other players get involved and hopefully begin some balanced scoring that they're going to need down the stretch here.
Also got a terrific performance in net last Friday.
Yeah, Victor Ospin played a great game, allowed just 1 goal, and you know, he'll get the start here today, game one against the weekend against Boston University. So Victor will be in net, and it's rightly deserved. I mean, he earned it. He played a great game against Boston College last Friday. So we'll see if he can continue that streak, as we've talked about. They've got the 3 goalies. All 3 can play, but nobody has grabbed that starting job at this point. So maybe this was step one to Victor doing that.
Well, this Boston University team playing some very good hockey. I think riding a 3-game win streak, scoring a whole lot of goals, 15 goals in their last 3 games.
Yeah, they're playing really, really good hockey right now, and it's a team that started off slow. Out of the gate, beginning of the season, they weren't playing that well. They were struggling, but they've really turned it on as of late, beating Providence most recently, beating UMass too, and a 1 game against the Minutemen. So they're playing real well, and you know, this is a team that when they have a lead going into the third period, they close the door. They've had 12 times they've gone to the third period with the lead, and they've won 10 of those games, tied another. So this is a very good hockey team, and the first period, early half of this game is going to be critical, because this is a BU team that does not give up leads late.
So that same approach they had last week would certainly pay off, and from your perspective, were the Black Bears a bit more aggressive last Friday?
Yeah, and I thought they were aggressive at Lowell, too, out of the gate. I thought they played really well in that first period at Lowell until the Riverhawks were able to capitalize, not to go back too many weekends here. But, yeah, they've come out stronger, come out more aggressive, come out, looking to grind, looking to win puck battles deep in the zone, looking to create opportunities. And that needs to continue tonight and tomorrow when they play a very good Merrimack team as well.
So, John, what time do they drop the puck tonight?
7:30. 7:30 face-off tonight. So that's why we left Bangor at 7:30. We figured 12 hours we could make it.
It's a good plan. Got to be on the safe side.
Yeah. So, yeah, tonight's 7:30, tomorrow 7 o'clock.
Excellent. And you'll be on the air at 7 with the pregame show tonight?
Yes, from Agganis Arena here in at Boston University. So it's a fun place to watch a game. Hopefully the Black Bears have some success here tonight and at Merrimack tomorrow. So we'll see what they do this weekend.
I want to ask you about this. I saw a post on social media from our friend Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots, and he was talking about one of his pregame rituals. And one of the ways he gets fired up is to listen to the old NFL Films audio, the John Facenda, "The Autumn Wind is a Pirate." And I thought that was great. And he was explaining that he heard that Kevin Harlan of NBC does the same thing. So I was wondering, do you have any pregame rituals? What do you do to get yourself in that proper mindset for Black Bear hockey?
You know, I don't, but I should. There's a great documentary about the 1990-91 Pittsburgh Penguins where they won their first Stanley Cup called One from the Heart. And it's got that same type of big voiceover, great music. Maybe I should watch the intro to that. That will get me fired up.
Well, as you know, what Bob Lucy and I do to get ready is we sing. We sing bad 70s pop songs.
I have heard many of those in the production room only. Those don't make it to air. I wish over the years we would have rolled tape on those. We could make a whole album out of that.
One year, I believe it was Pat Speckhart who did manage to record us doing a pretty solid harmony on Afternoon Delight.
yeah, no, you guys have both have good voices, so I that will not be up my alley. I won't do any singing that will make it to air or any tape. No sing, but yeah, I'll be fired up. Don't worry about me. I'll be ready to go.
That's why you're Sportscaster of the Year, John, for God's sakes.
Thanks, Rich.
Well, listen, you have a great game tonight and tomorrow. Drive safely on your way back home and get those Black Bears a win or two.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, John. John Shields, the voice of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Bringing us our Black Bear Report, and they're brought to you, as always, by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. That's 307-7718.